Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We're learning Masechta Makos, Mishnayos. We're up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah continues talking about the specifics of Ari Miklat, how it works. And the Mishnah starts off with Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda Omer, Betchila, in the beginning, when somebody was found to have committed a murder, and they didn't determine the circumstances, whether it was B'shogeg or B'mezid. So right away, Echad Shogeg V'Echad Mezid, before they knew what the details of the case were, Magdimin La'ari Miklat, they would send everybody, before the person was brought to Bezdin to have his case heard, he was sent to the Ari Miklat right away. Who Bezdin Sholchin Umaviyin Osa Misham. And then Bezdin, when they were ready to have a hearing to hear the case, then they would call him from the Ari Miklat. Mishin is Chayev Misa Bebezdin. If he was found to be Chayev Misa in Bezdin, Haragu, then they would kill him. He was Chayev Misa in Bezdin. Mishalon is Chayev Misa. If he was not in his Chayev Misa, then Pitaruhu. Then they would say that he was innocent and Potter. However, if it turns out that he committed a murder but was Beshogeg, so Mishin is Chayev Golos. If he was in Chayev Golos, then Machzirin Oso L'mkoma, they would send him back to one of the Ari Miklat. Shenemar, Veshivu Oso Ha'eda El Ir Miklat Ve'Gaimer. Now the Mishnah tells us that in terms of when the person in the Ari Miklat can leave the Ari Miklat, we know that it's the Misas Kohen Gadol is considered a Kapara, and when there is a Misas, when the Kohen Gadol dies, then he can leave the Ari Miklat. The Mishnah goes on to explain that the Kohen Gadol could be any one of the following cases. Echad Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, whether it was somebody, a Kohen Gadol, that was Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, or in later generations where the Shemen HaMishcha was hidden and they did not anoint a Kohen Gadol that way. They anointed him by having him wear the extra begadim, the eight begadim, as opposed to the Kohen Hedyot. So if that's how he was designated as Kohen Gadol, even if it wasn't with the special oil, with the Shemen HaMishcha, that also qualifies as a Kohen who, Kohen Gadol, who if he died, would free the person from Ari Miklat. Ve'echad HaMeruba BeBegadim is the second type of Kohen Gadol. Ve'echad Sh'over Mimshichosai. And also you have a situation where the Kohen Gadol may have been taken away temporarily from his position because of a disqualification, and a substitute Kohen Gadol took his place. And then when the Kohen Gadol was purified from his disqualification, from his Tumah, so the substitute Kohen Gadol stepped down. So even the substitute Kohen Gadol, if he passes away, qualifies to free the person from Galus. So Vechad Sh'avar Memishichasai, somebody who was taken off of his appointment, temporary appointment. If any of these Kohanim Gedolim died, they would free the Ratzeach from the Ari Miklat. Now it's interesting that the Bar Tanura says that the Sh'avar Memishichas is talking about a case where the Kohen Gadol had a Tumas Keri on Yom Kippur, and that this person took his place on Yom Kippur. The Kahati doesn't say the case of Keri on Yom Kippur. He just says that some disqualification. He says some kind of psul. It's interesting because the Mishnah in Perek Yavah says in Perek Hay that one of the 10 nisim that happened on a daily basis in the Beis Hamikdash was that a Kohen Gadol never became a Tumas Keri on Yom Kippur. So I think that is probably why Kahati differs from the Bar Tanura, because the case of the Bar Tanura is a case that never happened. And we know it was one of the Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, and so therefore it's not a real case. The Mishnah goes on and says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Mashuach B'chama, even a Kohen that was a Kohen Gadol in time of war to speak to the nation before they went out to war. Machzer Ratzeach, if any one of these Kohanim Gadolim die, the Ratzeach goes free. Lefikach, therefore, because it's the death of the Kohen Gadol that frees the Rotzeach from the Ari Miklat, Lefikach Imoseyan Shal Kohanim, the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim would provide, Mesapkas Lohem, would provide for the family to the gola, to the person who is in exile, would provide michya uksus, clothing and food, in order that they shouldn't daven, they shouldn't pray that the Kohen Gadol, which is their son, should die for them to go free. They shouldn't daven that the Kohen Gadolim should die in order that they should go free. Now, why is it tied to the death of the Kohen Gadol? And why would the Kohen Gadol die just because they davened that he should die so they can go free? So the Bartanur explains, because the Kohen Gadolim that lived at the time when people committed murder, even Bishogeg, they were negligent in their duties because they should have prayed for mercy on their entire generation, that they shouldn't come to an avera of such magnitude, even Bishogeg. And because they didn't daven enough, that's why this happened, and so therefore the Kohen is partially to blame. Mishnah goes on to say, Mishanigmar Dino, once the din of the person who killed Bishogeg was completed in Bezdin, and they sentenced him, and then after they sentenced him, but before he went into Golos to the Ari Miklat, Mace Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol died, Hareza Eina Gaila, he doesn't go to Golos. And the Mefarshim explained, because the fact that he was sentenced, that in itself had an effect on him, and he doesn't need to go into Golos anymore. Imachal Enigmar Dino, but if before the sentencing happened, Mace Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol died, Umino Achar Tachtov, and they appointed somebody in his place, Ulacha Mikain Nigmar Dino, and then his sentencing was completed. So he has to wait, in order to leave the Ari Miklat, he has to wait for the death of the second Kohen Gadol. Choser, he only leaves b'misasai shalsheni, when the second Kohen Gadol dies. That's Mishnah Vav. Now we've continued with Mishnah Zayin. Nigmar Dina belong Kohen Gadol. What if at the time they sentenced him, the person who killed Bishogeg, there was no Kohen Gadol, and it was Nigmar Dina, or Ahari Kohen Gadol, or what if he killed the Kohen Gadol Bishogeg? That was the case. Or the Kohen Gadol Shaharek, or what if the Kohen Gadol himself killed Bishogeg? So what happens in all these cases? It says, Eina Yotza Misham La'olam. All of these three cases, they do not ever leave the Ari Miklat. Ve'ina Yotza, not only don't they leave for a Rishus, but even for a Dvar Mitzvah, even if they're needed for something. The Mishnah gives examples. Ve'ina Yotza Lola Eidus Mitzvah. For example, to say Eidus for the sighting of the moon for the new month. Moment, and not if they're needed to testify in a monetary case. Or not even if they're needed to testify in the case of a capital case. Even if the entire nation, the entire Klal Yisrael needs him. And even if he happens to be a very important general that Klal Yisrael needs, as Yoav ben Tzruya. And Yotzei Misham La'olam, he never leaves. Shenemar, it says, Asher Nos Shama. It says in the pasuk by the Gola that he goes there, Asher Nos Shama. And we dash in Sham Tehei Dirasi, that should be his place of dwelling. Sham Tehei Misasai, Sham Tehei Kfurasi, that's where he should be buried. The Mishnah tells us that Kshem She'ir Kailatis, the same way that the Ari Miklat have the power to protect, is Kailat the person? Kach Tchum Kailat. So too, 2,000 Amas to Tchum in all directions also protects. Ritzeach Sheyotzu Chutz L'Tchum. What if the Ritzeach left and went outside of the Tchum? Gomitzoa Girl Hadam, and the Girl Hadam happened to bump into him. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, Omer, Mitzvah Biad Girl Hadam, that it's a mitzvah for the Girl Hadam to kill him. And if he kills him, he was Mekayim a mitzvah. Or Rishus Biad Kol Adam, and other people can kill him. They would not be chayiv. They're not obligated to, but they would not be chayiv if they killed the person. And the way Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns this out from the pasuk is because it says v'ratzach kol hadam es rotzeach. It doesn't say im ratzach, as if it was a rishus. It says v'ratzach. It's an assumption. So therefore, he learns that it's a mitzvah. Rabbi Kiva disagrees, and he says rishus biad kol hadam. The Gol Adam has a rishus. He's exempt. He's not chayiv misa if he kills the person who killed Bishogeg. But the Gol Adam ain't chayav in alav. But anybody else, it's not a rishus. It's aser. But if they did kill the person, they would not be chayiv misa. And the Mishnah goes on to explain. Ilan, what about, we're talking about tchum and we're talking about the boundaries of the Ari Miklat, Ilan Shu Oimid Bechutz HaTchum, what if you have a tree that the root is outside of the Tchum? Venofo, but the branch is Nota Chutz LaTchum, sorry, Besoch HaTchum, it's in the Tchum. Venofo, and the branch is Nota Chutz LaTchum, and the branches extend outward beyond the Tchum. Or the reverse, O Oimid Chutz LaTchum, the main part of the tree is outside of the Tchum. Venofo, and the branch is Nota Latoch HaTchum, lean over into the Tchum. Hakol Hoylach Achar Hanoif, we go after the branches, and therefore, as long as he's in the cover of the tree, then he would be protected. Horig Ba'osah Ha'ir, what if somebody killed Bishogeg while he was in an Ir Miklat? So the Pasuk says, Be'ir Miklato Yeshev, he has to stay in his Ir Miklat. So does he go to another Ir Miklat? He can't, because there's Exeris HaKasav, he has to stay in this Ir Miklat. But he's Golem Mishchuna L'Shchuna, he goes from one neighborhood to another neighborhood in the same city, within the same Ir Miklat. However, Ben Levi, we mentioned that there are 42 Ari Levim. If you have a Ben Levi who was sitting in one of the Ari Levim, which is also in Ir Miklat, in his case, if he was Gola, if he killed Bishogeg, then he's allowed to go Gola Meir Leir. He's allowed to go from one Ari Miklat to another, because in his case, he was in the city as a Levi, and he's allowed to go to an Ir Miklat if he kills Bishogeg. That ends Mishnah Zayin.